Tulsa News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A House committee took aim at some U.S. cities offering sanctuary for illegal immigrants today and cheered President Trump's efforts at immigration reform. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman James Comer says that President Trump has succeeded in border enforcement where his predecessor failed.
Over the past 4 years, the Biden administration created the worst border crisis in American history. The Democrats said that President Biden did not have the power or the money to stop the flow of illegal aliens at the southwest border. Turns out, the only thing President Biden did not have was the willpower.
Democrats accused the Republicans of exaggerating crime committed by immigrants and attacking so-called sanctuary cities simply to score political points. A divided Supreme Court rejects the Trump administration's request to reverse a lower court's ruling requiring a release of USAID funding.
By a 5-4 vote, the court told U.S. District Judge Amir Ali to clarify his earlier order that required the Republican administration to release nearly $2 billion in aid for work that had already been done. Although the outcome is a short-term loss for President Trump's administration, the nonprofit groups and businesses that sued are still waiting for the money they say they are owed. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is granting a one-month exemption on his stiff new tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada for U.S. automakers. Worries persist that the newly launched trade war could crush domestic manufacturing. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 485 points, the NASDAQ rose 267, with the S&P 500 up by 64. This is SRN News. A snapshot of America's LGBT population.
It's a wide-ranging new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that people who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender tend to be young. More than one-third of Gen Z and millennials identify this way, compared to just 11% of baby boomers. Women are about twice as likely as men to be LGBT. Members of that community are overwhelmingly liberal politically, and more than half say they are non-religious. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man from Tunisia has been sentenced to life in prison without parole in France for the murders of three people at a church in 2020. During his trial, the 25-year-old admitted responsibility for the attack on a basilica in the French Riviera city of Nice. He said he wanted to avenge Muslims killed around the world by Western nations. The attack was the third in less than 2 months that year. This is SRN News. China will take a more proactive fiscal policy, boosting new tech and foreign investment to achieve its 2025 growth target.
The Chinese government has unveiled an annual economic growth target of around 5%, despite the possible negative impact of a looming trade war with the US, and is pledging to address what it calls inadequate consumer spending at home. As well as encouraging foreign investment, Chinese Premier Li Qiang says we'll unleash the creativity of the digital economy and continue to push forward AI plus programs. We'll vigorously develop new generation intelligent terminals and smart manufacturing equipment. The government's annual report places more emphasis on reviving domestic demand and consumption than last year's version, echoing a shift by the ruling Communist Party at meetings in December. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.